Hey friends, welcome to The Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name is Dan, and I serve as a teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're looking at the story of Paul from Acts chapter 9, 1 through 16. Saul is traveling to Damascus to persecute believers, verses 1 through 2. During his journey, Jesus seeks Saul out, revealing himself to Saul and blinding him, making him unable to see for 3 days. The Lord sends a faithful disciple, Ananias, to pray for Saul and restore his sight. In that process, Saul has his name changed to Paul. And the older brother in the parable of the prodigal son both exhibit pride and self-righteousness, just like Paul, which believers still struggle with today. Paul himself declares that he has followed all the rules, achieved the prestige of a Pharisee, and exhibited great zeal for all the things related to the Jewish faith in his letter to the Philippians, chapter 3. Similarly, the older son in Luke 15 says that he has observed and served the Father with everything that he did, that he was obedient in all of the things. Right? Like, we can follow all the rules, and yet our hearts can be far from the Lord, just like the older brother and just like Saul. Saul is going around persecuting Christians on behalf of other synagogues. The older brother is laboring in the fields for his father. Both feel like they are working for their fathers and doing what they have been called to do. Paul's physical blindness is the way to Damascus. On the way to Damascus represents his spiritual blindness to the pride he's living in. I mean, although like a Pharisee and well-versed in the law and the prophets, he fully misses the very presence of Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice that completely fulfilled the law. Saul is persecuting the Christians, and yet he is called the chosen instrument of God's to carry his name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Believers today can both serve the church, but still feel and be far from the Father in their hearts. Right? It is easy to serve and work without surrendering to Jesus and his will for our lives. May our lives be marked not by spiritual pride, but by humble maturity, seeking God in all things. Let's go ahead and take a moment to pray. But I want to share a few prayer points with you. You may want to do this. Press pause after I share this prayer point to give your time to pray back to God. Here's the first one. Jesus frequently criticized the Pharisees for living and teaching in a way that emphasized following rules over having a heart after God. Are there areas in your life where you quote unquote follow the rules or do what is expected but have the wrong heart attitude? Pray that the Holy Spirit would reveal where you might be following rules or expectations instead of following God, areas where you might be following the rules grudgingly or out of duty. Ask God to bring your heart and your motivations in line with his heart. Number two. Pray that God would direct you in an area of service within the church family. Ask him to reveal his will for yours. Is there an area where you need to take a next step from your current comfort zone into a serving role and be a part of what God is doing in your local church? Or is God calling you into a new area of service? Like, if you don't yet know Jesus, are you being called to surrender to him? God's desires all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Is God calling you to salvation today? Number three, Saul, who becomes Paul, originally persecuted the church. This persecution led to the church spreading through all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth, as instructed by Jesus in Acts chapter 1. Saul's own experience then led him to become one of the most active missionaries for the church. Pray that any who have been working against the gospel may instead become ambassadors for Jesus and instead spread the gospel. Finally, let's talk about what this looks like to live it out. After Saul's sight was restored, he shared this experience with many people, bringing them the gospel. Think about your first encounter with Jesus and the subsequent experience with him. Spend some time writing your story of meeting Jesus and how he continues to lead you. Share this with a fellow believer or a non-believer who you know is not following Jesus. Perhaps your testimony is more like the older brothers in the parable of the prodigal son. Share how God has always been there for you, how he's protected and guided you all along the way. Thanks for tuning in to the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.